Because compared to dulling soap shampoos, this wonderful new Dreen reveals up to 33% more sheen. Follow Merle's secret for shining hair.
It's new Dreen for Hollywood sheen. Improved Dreen for Hollywood sheen. Your hair can have that Hollywood sheen. The very first time you use new Dreen, get wonderful new Dreen shampoo.
Thank you. I'm a gentleman of parts. My phone connected to my shoulder bone. My shoulder bone connected to my neck bone. My neck bone is bolted to my head bone. And that's how Herman was born. I was assembled. And that's how a Hermie baby was
de la plebe. Íbamos los chicos de la alta sociedad, erectos en briosos corceles. El vulgo impresionado nos veía pasar, absortos ante nuestro boato, alzando sus testuces ante el lujo oriental, sombrillas y perfumes de azar.
Escocia es un pelecho, una copita de anís. Bailemos con sutileza. Ponga en la gran bola una sonata de Lis, de indiscutible belleza. Escocia, Escocia, una copita de anís. Bailemos con sutileza. Ponga en la gran bola una sonata de Lis, de indiscutible belleza.
Llegando al palacete a las 7 o'clock, dispuestos a jugar a la brisca, charlando y departiendo sobre Dante y Platón, inmersos en profundas pesquisas. De súbito acabos el confine de Champagne, el brandy, el gran reserva y el sirri, y todos entonamos con suavísima voz a la condesa esta chanson.
Una copita de anís, bailemos con sutileza.
subiendo en corto lapsus por la rima Pernas. Espíritu algo templados, tañíamos fragmentos de Vivaldi, de Bach, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky y otros clásicos. Portábamos el gozo de nuestra reunión a lomos de sutil pleitesía. Hacíamos proyectos de la pesca y el golf, la hípica y tal vez cacerías.
Copita de anís, bailemos con sutileza. Ponga en la gran bola una sonata de lis, de indiscutible belleza. Escanciendo el pelete a una copita de anís, bailemos con sutileza. Ponga en la gran bola una sonata de lis, de indiscutible belleza. Escanciendo el pelete a una copita de anís, bailemos con sutileza.
I have forgotten the old ways, the old paths. I seek a new way. Not like this place of one dimension. Not like this place. This place of shame confused with glory. But a vaster realm of profitable, enlightened vision.
Light vision.
A region
of chromatic truths. Abstracts of living design. Full of warmth. And sundry planes of light from other worlds.
Light from other worlds.
Light from other worlds.
Other worlds. Planes of light. Other worlds. Planes of light.
From other worlds.
Planes of light.
Other worlds.
Planes of light.
From other worlds.
Planes of light.
Other worlds. Other
worlds.
And sundry planes of light from other worlds.
His favorite on his
and her
radio.
We'll be right back.
waiting to die for the 17th time. Etched on a mirror in back of your mind. Trapped on a mountain nobody can climb. Ever come down. Try to remember the shape of your name. Where did you go when they started the game? How did the sand get inside of your brain?
You can't ever come down.
All of the doors lead you further inside. Yesterday's shadows wash up with the tide. Thousands of eyes, but there's no place to hide.
You can't ever come down.
The L stands for Lucifer.
Very appropriate for a politician.
Will ever hold. I heard
heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Without a love of my
Yes, friend, I will come again.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. There was a young man from Lynn whose tube was the size of a pin. Said his girl with a laugh as she funneled his staff, this won't be much of a sin. Ay, ay, ay.
A young maid from Mobile whose snatch was made of blue steel. She got all her thrills from pneumatic drills and off-centered emery wheels.
A young bride was once heard to say, oh dear, I'm wearing away. The inside my thighs look like mincemeat pies, for my husband won't shave every day.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
There was a young plumber named Lee who was plumbing his girl by the sea. She said, stop plumbing, someone's coming. He said, the only one coming is me.
Ay, 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 ay.
There was an old fool from Stamboul, felt his dong grow suddenly cool. No lack of affection reduced his erection, but his zipper got caught on his tube.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
There was a young lady from Brussels who was proud of her vaginal muscle. could easily plex them and so interflex them and to whistle love song through her buffs.
There was a young sailor from Brighton who remarked to his girl, "It's a tight one." She replied, "Check your face, you're in the wrong place. There's plenty of room in the right one."
Thank you. it wacky dust. It's from a hot cornet. It gives your feet a feeling so breezy, and oh, it's so easy to get. They call it wacky dust. It brings a dancing jazz. And when it starts, then only a dapple refuse to Big Apple or Shag. Though I don't know just why it gets you so high, putting a buzz in your heart. You do a marathon, you wanna go on, kicking the ceiling apart. They call it wacky dust. It's something you can't trust. And in the end, the rhythm will stop. When it does, then you'll drop from happy wacky dust.
Big green car.
Well, I saw my baby just the other day in a big green car on a wide highway. I saw my baby with another than mine. I got a big man with a quiet affair. I saw my baby, but what can I do? Just a walking on along. That day, he looked at me, he said, well, what do you say? You look kind of pale and you look kind of blue. Now what in the world is wrong with you? I said, now Dad, I think it's time that I told someone what was on my mind.
Thank you.
Where do you stand? The mini mall developers are skewered on their gates. No one knows why things went bad. They made some tiki idols mad. False idols put a curse on you. False idols put a curse on you.
I'm not sure what that means.
Thank you.
my head aches. I have an upset stomach. I have an upset stomach. I have an upset stomach. I have a sore throat. I have a sore throat. I need a doctor. I need a doctor. I need a doctor. Can I get lipstick there too? Leather. Where is his office? I have a toothache. I have a toothache. Could you recommend a good dentist? I want a haircut.
Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. And just because we are celebrating a brand new year, that doesn't mean we have to quit with the holiday programming to help keep you in the spirit. Dime Store Radio Theater goes to the movies this year with feature presentations each week, offering romance, adventure, and seasonal tidings that will make you feel like you've been under the mistletoe all night long. This time of year is a terrifying and lonely torment on our minds and souls. So let Dime Store Radio Theater be the guiding light this holiday, with simple distractions to help pass the time. Even though New Year's Day was yesterday, maybe we could use one more cocktail to help ease us into the year. With that in mind, let's enjoy Lux Radio Theater with their presentation of After the Thin Man.
Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you William Powell and Myrna Loy in After the Thin Man. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille. Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. When Edgar Allan Poe popularized the detective story, he found the great common denominator of American entertainment. Millions of us have stayed up past bedtime to explore the fascinating realm of whodunit, including the President of the United States. And you can find devotees in every walk of life. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, and probably policeman, too. Perhaps we haven't investigated this branch of the drama quite as often as we should in the Lux Radio Theater. But when we do engage a manhunter, we get the very best. Tonight, our play is After the Thin Man, adapted from the MGM picture, and naturally starring the same two players that go with a thin man story, Myrna Loy and William Powell. It's an occasion for great rejoicing, but we also must hang our heads a little, because it's exactly 4 years since Miss Loy was last at this microphone. There's more to the story of After the Thin Man than just the exciting quest of a criminal, because our detective is the extraordinary Nick Charles, and Nick has a lovely wife named Nora. They happen to be very much in love. But even love can't keep Nora from interfering with her husband's business when she has an idea. And Nora is a girl with many ideas. Together they can solve just about any problem you give them.
Lux Radio Theater is brought to you by Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations. Now that the holiday season is winding down, we want to thank you for allowing us, here at Dime Store Radio Theater, a chance to indulge in some holiday films on the radio and relax a little more than we usually do this time of year. While we love to imagine that the spirits of the season can be poured into your cup of coffee all year long, we know that all good things must come to an end. We appreciate your interest in Dime Store Radio Theater Holiday Entertainment, and we hope to bring you more exciting broadcasts filled with adventure and romance in the following year. May Sheena bless you, everyone. And now, we return you to Lux Radio Theater, here on Dime Store Radio Theater.
Now, if your wits have been thoroughly sharpened and you're ready for anything to happen, we raise the curtain on the first act of After the Thin Man, starring William Powell as Nick Charles and Myrna Loy as Nora. The railroad station in San Francisco. Into the dim maze of tracks rolls a mighty streamliner, sleek and shiny after its mad dash across the country. With the final throb of its powerful engines, it comes to rest. From the gate tumbles a crowd of reporters and photographers. They rush breathlessly up and down the length of the platform, eager to be the first to greet the arriving celebrities, Mr. and Mrs. Nick Charles.
He's probably in that car over there.
Come on, let's get a statement from him.
Is Nick Charles in this car?
Charles, two cars back.
Thanks.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Nick.
Hello, Nicky. How does it feel to be home?
You going to stay with us a while now?
I'm from the Chronicle, Mr. Charles.
Hey,
can I have a statement?
Guys, easy, one at a time. Darling, these are the gentlemen of the press. Gentlemen, my wife.
How do you do?
How's about a statement, Nick? Are you going to keep on with your detective work?
No, gentlemen. I've retired. Now on, I'm just going to take care of my wife's money. So I'll have something in my old age.
Oh, you said you'd retired before, but I noticed you took that Thin Man case in New York.
Yeah, that Thin Man was a beaut. They're still talking about it.
You'd take a case like that now, wouldn't you?
Not a chance. I just took that to please my wife. She wanted some excitement.
Well, I guess you had it, Mr. Charles.
Oh, it was wonderful. Two men tried to kill him. But he's not going to take any more cases. You can print that.
That's the girl. So long, gentlemen. Come on, darling.
Well, goodbye.
Very nice to meet you, darling.
Goodbye. Nice to have met you. Nick, slow down. I can't keep up if you're going.
Well, excuse me, lady. I guess I wasn't looking where I was going.
No, I guess you were.
Hiya, Fingers.
Well, Nick Charles. Well, how are you?
Fine. How's business, Fingers?
Business? Oh, I quit that racket.
Nick, my purse. It's gone.
Oh, that's a shame. Nora, I want you to meet Fingers McCoy. This is my wife, Fingers.
Your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I didn't know she was... Oh, I'm sorry about your purse, Mrs. Charles.
What'll I do, Nick? I know I had it with me.
Oh, it'll turn up. Won't it, Fingers?
I certainly hope so. Sure. Well, so long, Nick. Glad I bumped into you. Goodbye, Mrs. Charles.
Goodbye. Nick, I've got to go back to the train.
No, I wouldn't bother, darling. Let's get home.
I just can't go off.
Come on now, come on. You don't want to embarrass him, do you?
What do you mean?
Fingers, he's a purse snatcher. Think of his feelings.
A purse snatcher? Well, he must have taken it.
Certainly, but you see, he didn't know you were my wife. You'll get it back in the morning mail, darling. He's a very honest pickpocket.
Oh, Nick, you do know the nicest people.
Hiya, Nick. Welcome home.
Hiya, Bumps. How's the boy?
Never better, Nick. In the pink.
See you around.
A prize fighter, darling?